Detained families received a letter dated October 16th that said an employee had received a positive test result. The staff member had last worked at the facility the week prior. Jacqueline Klein, a lawyer for several families in the center, says people receive tests when they're facing deportation or when they leave the facility for other medical treatment. But she says no one has been tested as a result of the confirmed case.
I think it's highly unlikely that residents did not come into contact with this person. If they work in medical, our clients are constantly in medical. I mean, anytime that you, even if you just need an aspirin, that is something that has to be given to you by medical.
In July, a federal district judge ruled he would not order the release of all families in detention, but would consider doing so on a case-by-case basis. Immigration and Customs Enforcement is required to file notice with that court when it receives confirmation of a case. ICE said in a statement that it could not comment on the health of a former contract employee and deferred to a company called STG International, which provides healthcare services for prisons and other facilities. The Shutdown Berks Coalition said the employee resigned after testing positive. Alana Elder in Harrisburg.